Take a deep breath, slow down, and pause. Whenever you feel a need to slow down for pacing, it is integrally key. Explore this at your own pace. There is no rush. Take your sweet time. Please write upon your paper now, at the base of it, at the bottom of your sheet, the word shame. Once you do so, begin to notice how you feel drawn to explore the significance of what to you this word represents. Do you feel drawn to look down upon it? To dip your toe or your little finger into it? To spy at it out of the corner of your eye? To imagine you are standing above it? How do you feel drawn to explore this word? As soon as you sense that you are beginning to acquaint yourself with what this word represents, begin to notice, how does shame affect you? Notice how you are breathing. Is it deep, constricted, or open? Notice your posture. Is it tall, broad, expansive, or is it tight? Notice your muscles. Are they soft and relaxed, or are they brittle? Notice any images that appear in your inner awareness field without wallowing in them. Just notice what you notice. Notice any sounds or words that arise in you without wallowing in them. Just notice them. Notice any sensations that you feel without wallowing in them. Just notice them. You are being in these moments like a PhD thesis research student. Pay attention. Notice whatever you are noticing. As soon as you sense that you have the detective clues that you need, consciously or subconsciously, to be able to now recognize when it is shame that you are experiencing in any moment in any time, please step out of this energy field, step out of shame, and as you do, you will return into the most sacred place that you can access as a human. Step into the observer position. Once you sense that you are again standing in your observer place, please fold your paper once under so that you have a clean sheet, albeit slightly shorter, now in front of you, and take a deep breath. When you feel you are ready for the next word, please do write guilt at the bottom of your sheet. Again, notice how you feel drawn to explore the energy that this word represents. For a brief instant, step into or near the energy field of guilt. Memories may flash in you, my friend, like snapshots on a movie screen. You may feel sensations in your house, in your body, or you may hear inner voices. Notice, how does your body respond when you do ponder upon this word? Does it tighten, flinch, shrink inward? Be as alert as you can be for these few moments or brevity. Enough to familiarize yourself with guilt, with its core energy. We do this step so that you can, every time you are feeling guilt, recognize that this is what you are feeling in this moment. For as you master this, my friend, you will never wallow in the field of guilt again. You will be able to choose in a mere instant what you would rather feel. This is your ticket to freedom. This is your way home. As soon as you have a sense of guilt and how it does affect you so, please step out of it. Step again into your observer place, the place wherein you do feel peace, tranquility, neutrality, your interim home. Become an observer simply watching guilt from the outside, not affected by it. This returns you to a place of choice. This is where I live. Yes, this is where I live. Once you sense that you are in again, your sacred observer position, fold your paper under, please, and take a deep breath. When you feel ready for the next word, please write it. It is apathy. Again, notice how you feel drawn to explore the energy that this word represents. For a brief instant, step into or near the energy field of apathy. Memories may flash in you, my friend, like snapshots on a movie screen. You may feel sensations in your house, in your body, or you may hear inner voices. Notice how your body does respond when you do ponder upon this word. Does it tighten, flinch, shrink inward? Be as alert as you can be, for these few moments are brevity, enough to familiarize yourself with apathy, with its core energy. We do this step so that you can, every time you are feeling apathy, my friend, recognize that this is what you are feeling in this moment. For as you master this, my friend, you will never wallow in the field of apathy again. You will be able to choose in a mere instant what you would rather feel. This is your ticket to freedom. This is your way home. As soon as you have a sense of what apathy is and how it does affect you so, please step out of it. Step again into your observer place, the place wherein you do feel peace, tranquility, neutrality, your interim home. Become an observer simply watching apathy from the outside, not affected by it. This returns you to a place of choice. This is where I live. Yes, this is where I live. Once you sense you are again in your sacred observer position, fold your paper under again and take a deep breath. When you feel ready for the next word, please write this, grief. Begin to notice how you feel, drawn to explore the energy that this word represents to you, my friend. For a brief instant, step inside or near the energy field of grief. Notice what you do notice. This is all I ask of you. How does grief affect you, dear? Notice your breathing. Notice your posture, too. Notice any inner images or sounds that you do hear. There may be predominant sensations that you experience with grief. As soon as you have a clear sense that you have collected enough detective clues, you don't need many. This is efficient. Clues that aid you to now recognize, either consciously or subconsciously, when it is grief that you do feel. Once you have these detective clues, like a PhD research thesis student, you are now free, you have the tools, so step out of grief. Step into your observer place again, for this is where all vantage it is gained. This is where you sit beside me, my friend. And once you sense that you are in your observer place, please fold under again your paper so exquisitely. It is helping you to see and feel. It is setting you free. Now take a deep breath.